Okay, today we've got this is the actual one of two in a series, and these are the only, as far as I can tell, actual parodies of Goosebumps. So we have many bump-offs, rip-offs, but this is Gooflumps by R.U. Slime. And this is Stay Out of the Bathroom. There's one other book. This is numbered 2.5, even though it was the first book in the series. And I'm kind of fascinated by this book because when I got into it, I expected a cash-in, like a shitty parody of R.L. Stine's classic Stay Out of the Basement, in which kids are repeatedly told to stay out of the basement and instead go down there all the time and take their clothes off. When I opened the first page of Gooflumps, I was prepared for it to be a complete piece of shit. And it's not. It's actually pretty funny. I mean, it's for grade schoolers. But the narrator has a funny delivery style, the jokes are pretty good, and I really think grade school boys would eat this shit up. I have two theories on how this happened. Theory one is that this book was already written, but being a comedy with no real tie to anything, the publishers didn't know how to sell it. A horror sci-fi comedy for kids? It is kind of a tough sell, narratively, because it's hard to give the hook without wrecking half the damn book. So perhaps some shrewd marketing person was like, you know, if you add a couple of things here and there, we retool the cover art, I bet this would sell as a Goosebumps parody in name alone. By the time you figure out it has nothing to do with Goosebumps, you're deep into the book and you're actually having a pretty good time, so you're not mad about it. Theory two is that a publisher looking to cash in on the Goosebumps craze was like, get some goofball to write some dumb shit, whatever, just so we have something that might trick kids into buying our books. And then they hired a writer who just happened to kind of care about the book and do a good job. I think this happened a lot in the 80s and 90s. A creative is hired by, you know, a mercenary company to do something that they consider a total throwaway, and then they fucking kill it, going way above and beyond the Call of Duty. See also the theme song to Perfect Strangers. Is there any reason for a TGIF theme song to go that hard? Or He-Man figures. Those sculpts are nuts. The book's cover has three warnings that it's not an official Goosebumps book. Then the first page says an unauthorized parody, not a Goosebumps book. And the next page repeats both warnings. So we have 7 total warnings within 2-page turns on this one book. Just in case you were not clear, this is not a Goosebumps book. Our hero is Joe, who mostly hangs out with his friend Roger. Joe cracks the toilet by standing on top of it while performing a rap and dancing. What was the rap, you might be asking? I'm the bathroom master, I'm a real bull blaster. Don't mess with me, cause I can mess it up faster. With just one flush, I can make a toilet gush. When my sister cleans it up, I just turn her to mush. I liked the beginning. I'm gonna be honest. I'm the bathroom master, a real bull blaster. That's pretty amazing shit. Kind of goes downhill from there. But, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? So anyway, he's dancing and rapping. The toilet breaks. Water starts leaking out. And the boys kind of try and hide the mess after having a brief conversation about which towels to use. Which are the good towels and how they shouldn't touch toilet water if they're good towels, which is a conversation a lot like one of my English professors had. Something about when I was in school and he said you get married and then you have things like good towels and they're only supposed to be used for certain things where the not good towels are used for other things, even though both towels seem indistinguishable to me. The boys sort of tape the toilet together, which doesn't really work. And as a punishment, Dad makes Joe go with him to buy a new toilet. Joe tries to get out of it with a pretty decent scheme, all things considered. So Dad, Joe, either you come with me tomorrow and help me get a new one, or you pay for it out of your allowance for the next bazillion years, he announced sternly. But Dad, I was going to go bike riding tomorrow. I said, really far. Parents love it when you exercise for some weird reason. which I thought was hilarious because it was like very insightful of like, parents do kind of like, oh, he's getting exercise, eh? Anyway, they go to a toilet store. They end up buying a fancy toilet, which turns out to be a portal to an alien world. And aliens use this portal to kidnap humans and put them to work or encase them in crystals or, I don't know, turn them into little Jawa guys who roll canisters across the moon towards a giant tower off in the distance like Phantasm. Let's talk about R.U. Slime, because I was genuinely curious to see what he'd been up to. First, I found two different names, Thomas and Robert Hughes, but it looked like most of the things I found went with Thomas, although the book is copyrighted to Robert Hughes in the front matter. Either way, the name isn't super helpful. They're both really common. Now, according to Library Thing, he was born in 1964, and it looks like he wrote a novelization for the movie Monster House, as well as some kind of horror novel called The Web, which looks pretty shitty and pretty awesome. I did track down one other book that may be by him as well. It seems like a similar-ish trajectory, and it's connected to the other books on a couple of services. It's called I Become You. It's only on Kindle, published in 2019. Here's the synopsis. A sometimes horrifying, sometimes hilarious postmodern gothic fairy tale for people who don't believe in fairy tales, I Become You is the tale of Sheep, an empathic lab experiment gone bad, desperate to do good and incapable of doing much of anything at all. Join Sheep as it learns to become itself while it becomes us, for better, for worse, and finally, forever. And a lot of the people who've read it reviewed it and said it's actually pretty funny and pretty interesting. And I was like, okay, I could see why this didn't make a big splash. It looks to just be kind of like a, you know, self-published kind of whatever sort of thing. But, much like Goof Lumps, maybe it kind of, you know, did its thing and impressed people. However, there are a ton of authors under that name and all the records are kind of a mess. So it's hard to say 100% for sure that this is what R.U. Slime was up to. I did check by combining Hughes's name with Cynthia and Cindy Halpern, who's credited with the author photo in the book. Sometimes, with an author like this, especially in the 90s, the photo was taken by a spouse or other relative, but I got no dice from Cindy or Cynthia either. I just couldn't find a lot to work with. And it's weird, right? You wouldn't think the Gooflumps guy would just get a Monster House novelization and have nothing in between. But hey, maybe I'm wrong. Curious enough to read the Sheep book gone wrong? Maybe. Maybe. But hey, if you're out there, R.U. Slime, or if anyone has any information about R.U. Slime, I'm all ears.
Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.